This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
I will be joined momentarily by the great Wally Szczerbiak, but first, the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. Oh, Giancarlo Stanton comes off the IL, and he's batting in the number two hole, and he's the DH. The Yankees are 29-21. That's a 94-win pace. Think about that. Seventh best record in baseball, but unfortunately for them, the Rays are ahead of them, 32-20. Red Sox are ahead of them at 30-20.
Now,
the Yankees are playing a three-game set in Detroit. The Yankees against the AL Central. 9-1, 2.22. So they beat up on the Central. Here's another thing to look out for, which is stunning to me. The Yankees have made 25 outs on the bases. The major league average is 14. The Yankees have made 12 outs at home. The major league average is 5. You got to tighten that up. And I don't say any game on May 28th is a must win. But when you have Gerrit Cole pitching against the Tigers tonight, and next week you have four against the Rays and three against the Red Sox, you better win the game tonight. I mean, that's all I can tell you. You better win the game tonight.
I mean, I'm half interested in watching that game to see if he can no-hit the Tigers. Tigers no-hit for the first six innings yesterday.
Yep.
And he's got that kind of stuff. Michael, again, I'm going to sound like the old, decrepit baseball guy. I went to the Patriot game last night.
Right.
Now that's baseball.
They don't know what they're doing either. And I'm not talking about the base running, the field, the fundamentals are just awful in this game now. You know, and I'm mad at MLB. MLB tweeted out and promoted that stupid play between the Pirates and the Cubs as entertainment.
But it was entertaining.
It's entertaining because of the sheer stupidity and lack of ability to play the game of baseball. That's not a good thing. Now, it was something you never see, and it was crazy, and it was wacky, and MLB can get behind that, but your ball players don't know what the heck they're doing on the field. And that's because 33% of the time they don't have to know.
That is the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. Try Truly Hard Seltzer, 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol, and 27 different flavors. Truly Hard Seltzer, beverage company. Please drink responsibly. We have the Nets tonight against the Celtics, and that's an 8 o'clock start. And we have the Knicks against the Hawks, which is a 7 o'clock start. And I want to remind everybody that MSG Networks will have live coverage of Game 3 at 7 p.m. on Friday. That's today, with the pregame show getting underway at 6:30. Now, following the game, MSG Network will have an expanded one-hour postgame show, and Wally Szczerbiak will be a part of that Knicks studio coverage throughout the night. And Wally joins us now. Wally, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. So, you know, I heard P.J. Carlissimo today on the Bart and Han, of course without Han, as you know, and he said the only way the Knicks win is if Julius Randle is the Julius Randle that he was in the regular season. A, do you believe that? And B, what do you think's happened with Julius Randle in these first two games?
Well, I think in the playoffs sometimes you can take a guy out of a series, if you just completely double team him every time he touches the ball and you load up on, you know, the strong side block with Clint Capella and he has nowhere to drive, and then you press up on him and you don't allow him to get shots. I've seen it happen before. I mean, back when I played, I was guarding Ray Allen in the series against Boston with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Every time he came off a pick and roll, double team. Every time he came off a pin down, double team. And we completely pretty much took him out of the series. I mean, he was kind of like a non-factor. So, obviously, Atlanta, Randle killed Atlanta. He averaged 37 points, like 15 rebounds. He killed them in the regular season. So Atlanta was not going to let Randle beat them. So, Randle's going to struggle. He's going to have to pick his spots. I think the key to the last game was when Derrick Rose got inserted into the starting lineup, he became the number one facilitator and the number one scoring and passing option on the Knicks. And then it was like, whoa, Atlanta was like, wait a second, we got to worry about this guy too. Because when you look at the starting lineup of the Knicks, there are two non-scorers in Peyton and Noel. So then you can just load up your defense, you know, on Julius Randle. And but now it's going to change. I think Randle's going to play a lot better. I really do. And I think the addition to Derrick Rose in the starting lineup is going to make a big difference.
Wally, how much can Derrick Rose handle? He played 39 minutes a couple of nights ago. And realistically, is he good for that every game in the series if need be?
He's going to have to be if need be. I don't know. I hope he can because he was outstanding. He saved the Knicks season last game. I anticipate that the Knicks might start Peyton. I really do, just to kind of steal some minutes. And I think Peyton has the capability to defend Trae Young pretty well and also play better. I mean, he's just really struggled down the stretch of the season and now struggled in the playoffs. But, you know, he's a veteran that has a lot of pride. And, you know, it just takes a couple buckets to kind of get you going, get the other team on their heels, maybe a change of scenery, not playing in MSG, and going on the road will help him. So we'll see if, you know, he can contribute a little bit. But obviously Derrick Rose is going to be a big part of this game and the rest of the series, because having a scorer like that and a facilitator and a passer like that out on the floor with Julius Randle, that just causes a lot of problems for the Atlanta defense, because they have two guys who can create at a high level on the offensive end of the floor.
All right, so a game tonight, 1 o'clock on Sunday. As a former player, Wally, is that a real short turnaround that could be a concern for a guy like Rose?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the Knicks, you know, Randle plays a lot of minutes. Noel's a little bit banged up. This Atlanta team is very deep. But at this point, honestly, you just gotta will your way through that stuff. It's the NBA playoffs. You know, it's win or go home. I love what Tom Thibodeau did by starting Taj Gibson and Derrick Rose in the second half last game. I was a little concerned. I didn't know if Taj was going to be able to handle that workload at 35 years old, and same with Derrick Rose at his age, but they were outstanding. And Thibs trusts those guys. He's got to go with the guys he trusts, and those guys came through, evened up the series, and now we have a series. So the Knicks have had success against Atlanta. They had success against Atlanta down in Atlanta. So they just got to feed off the way they played in that second half and try to go steal a win.
Now, Wally, we're talking with Wally Szczerbiak of the MSG Network. I've been contending that actually playing these games in Atlanta might help the Knicks, because that crowd at the Garden was so intense. You have so many Knicks players that had never been in the playoffs. I think it kind of knocked them back a little bit. They didn't expect that. Do you look at it that it could help them that they're on the road, although Atlanta's great at home? Just getting away from that kind of intensity might help some players?
I couldn't agree with you more. And honestly, I think there are going to be a lot of Knicks fans in Atlanta. Knicks fans travel. And I've talked to people who are in that building. I'm not allowed in the building yet. We're doing everything from across the street over in the studio. They said they have never heard Madison Square Garden louder. This is going back to the 90s, going back to the playoffs in 2013. And they were comparing it to other playoff arenas in history. And it was one of the loudest ever that they've heard. I mean, the fans were absolutely bonkers. They were incredible. I mean, it looked like a really young fan base. They were just crazy rabid. And, you know, that type of energy, it's great. But at the same time, sometimes you can be like, whoa, wait a second. You know, this is a lot to absorb and take in. And it can almost get you a little bit too amped up. I feel like that's what possibly could have happened to some of the Knicks players, especially Julius Randle, because he wants it so bad for the city. And he's done so many good things to kind of turn this franchise around that now you really got to prove that worth in the playoffs. But, you know, we'll see. Atlanta's a good team. They're going to make adjustments. Let's not forget, John Collins, their second leading scorer, had 0 points last game. He had a donut. He was in foul trouble the whole game. I anticipate he's going to come back and play great tonight. You know, Trae Young has been really tough to stop, although putting Reggie Bullock on him really looked like, you know, it bothered him, that size and that length. So, you know, look to see that a lot more in this game. And this is going to be a fun series. This is what 4-5s are all about. You know, I think this one's going 7.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, Wally, what do you think of the theory of You know, this we're judging this team off the regular season, and they were one of the few NBA teams where every game mattered because they wanted to get that four seed. They wanted to get home court. They wanted Atlanta. And that their intensity is built for the regular season, and you could take advantage of a lot of teams that just aren't going to play with that kind of intensity. And now we've got to judge them differently because they're going up against teams that are going to match them intensity-wise. Is that does that theory hold water to you?
It's an interesting one. I'll say this. You can't take away what this team did in the regular season. It was the most improved team from last year to this year. I mean, you know all the criticism that the Knicks franchise was getting, and they completely turned it around. And to achieve the four seed is an incredible achievement. It's one of the biggest turnarounds in sports, you know, where the Knicks were for the past 8 years since they made the playoffs in 2013. So you can't take that away. At the same time, Tom Thibodeau won't allow this team to be content with that. He knows that you make your name in the playoffs, and that's when that's what it's all about. And, you know, I was lucky to play in the playoffs 7 of my 10 years, and I had a lot of success in the regular season. But people don't really remember the regular season too often when you don't back it up with a good playoff performance. And I know these guys know that. I know Tom Thibodeau is preaching that in that locker room. And therefore, I think we might see some of the best Knicks basketball ahead. I really do. This team has risen to the challenge. They've exceeded expectations, you know, and beyond. And I think they might do it again in the playoffs here.
You think we get any play with Toppin today, or is that just a little bit of a blow for Julius Randle?
Oh, he's been outstanding. I mean, what can't you like about what he's been doing? You know, the whole regular season, I think, was tough on him because you're playing behind an all-star, second team, maybe third team all-NBA player. It's tough to get consistent minutes. But the mental toughness that he has shown and this coaching staff has instilled in him has been tremendous. There's no secret that Tom Thibodeau, you know, he's not a huge fan of young players and rookies, you know, in the past in his career. He trusts his veterans. I mean, you saw it with Derrick Rose. You see it with Taj Gibson. I mean, he loves developing rookies. He loves helping them make their way in the NBA. But when push comes to shove, he trusts guys that have been there. And that's most coaches, almost all coaches, you know, will tell you that. But the way this coaching staff has improved Obi Toppin, has built mental strength, has kept him – his defense has been tremendous, too. I mean, at the beginning of the year, he didn't know defensive rotations in the NBA, and now he's in the right place at all times playing great defense. And he's brought a big-time spark to this team, along with Emmanuel quickly off the bench, that is great to see as rookies.
Yeah. If Randall plays great, if Derrick Rose continues to drink from the fountain of youth and the Knicks advance here, how realistic is it that they could compete or win another series in this playoffs?
Well, it looks like they're in a collision course with the Nets. No, they would play Philly. Yeah, that's right. It looks like they would play Philly because Philly's the one seed. Listen, hey, like I said, this team has risen to every challenge. It would be exciting to see them in a second-round playoff series. So that's all I'll have to say. That Philadelphia team is very good. I mean, Tom Thibodeau knows Doc Rivers inside and out. You know, they coached together on the same staff with the Boston Celtics when they won that championship in 2008. So Tom Thibodeau is going to get them prepared to compete at a high level. And in the playoffs, you know, anything can happen. You're one injury in a series away from, you know, the series turning. You're one game, you know, one game winning shot, you know, going in where the momentum turns and the series shifts. So just take one game at a time, obviously, with this Atlanta series. But it would be pretty cool to see this team in the second round if they ever get there.
Now, awesome. You mentioned you weren't in the building, but you were across the street. And I saw the tweet with you. And the bay window behind you with all those fans pressed up against the glass like it was like Good Morning America on steroids, right? What was that like?
It was wall to wall people on 7th Avenue. They had to close 7th Avenue outside the Garden Screen. It was amazing. I mean, these fans have just been so ready for this. It's been so long that this team has had success that it's just like, you know, they're just going crazy and they're going bonkers and the enthusiasm is tremendous. You know, and it's also because these players are really easy to root for. These players work their butts off. to get what they got this year and achieve what they've achieved this year. I mean, they spent timeless hours in the gym. Tom Thibodeau is a great coach for workers, and there's a bunch of workers on this roster. And then you put together, you know, COVID's kind of starting to, you know, people are starting to be able to get out. People get vaccinated. People are able to get back to real life. And I just think the fans are just enjoying this run. And that was the culmination of it. It was just a lot of joy.
Right, that tells the truth. You and Alan have the same father, right? Same mother. You guys are actually related, aren't you?
Wow.
Kind of. You know, we're Long Island strong a little bit. Both Hoopers back in the day. Like, I always loved Alan as a guy. You know, he wrote about me back in high school and then in college. And then obviously he's been a great beat writer with the Islanders and Knicks. So he wrote about me when I was playing in the NBA. And now it's been a, you know, great guy to work with on air. You know, I love working with him, driving in and out of the city with him. And, you know, we've been close friends for a long time.
And you'll be on tonight at 6:30 and then post game, and you're on at halftime. So MSG Network has the game 3 at 7 p.m. So, Wally, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you're getting ready.
My pleasure, boys. Let's enjoy this one. Let's go get a big, huge road win.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Thank you. And you can also hear the game if you're in the car right here on 98.7 ESPN. Our coverage will start at 6:30. Game time is indeed at 7. We come back, we'll break down Nets against the Celtics, game 3. This is not a must-win, obviously, for the Nets. It's a must-win for the Celtics without having to be a must-win, if that makes sense. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.